Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of Yom Tov. And we want to point out that one of the lamentes halachas for Shabbos and Yom Tov is the halacha of tzeda, of capturing something, trapping something, etc. Excuse me. The question comes up is, we know that certain halachas are permitted on Yom Tov. Is tzeda one of the halachas which is permitted on Yom Tov? And the answer is no. It's a very clear Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak in Masechtas Beyo, that Seda is not one of the malachas which is permitted on Yom Tov. In the process, in the order of the Lamentes malachas, after Seda comes Shkita. Shkita is permitted on Yom Tov in order to have fresh meat, but going to capture an animal for the purposes, even for the purposes of eating it, a kosher animal would not be permitted on Yom Tov. The same thing with fish or with birds. I wanted to focus on a specific issue in regards to Yom Tov. So it comes out Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same in regards to Melacha of Tzeda. Whatever is usher on Shabbos will be usher on Yom Tov. Whatever is permitted on Shabbos will be permitted on Yom Tov. And only that. There's no special kula because of that, and it's Yom Tov. The question which comes up is trapping bees and flies, etc., inside of the sukkah. When a person's sitting in the sukkah and he has these bees and these flies and mosquitoes flying around, and they're definitely distracting him, bothering him, the children, his wife, etc. What is permitted and what is not permitted? So to understand this, Let's look at what Chazal did clearly permit. So obviously in a situation where there's a type of an animal or bird or insect which would be life-threatening, so Chazal permitted you to capture it. Not only did Chazal permit you to capture it, Chazal permitted you to kill it as well. And we'll talk about the halachas of killing separate from the halachas of capturing. So Chazal permitted both in that situation where there's a potential danger to life, and not only do you have to, is it permitted if the animal is in front of you, but something which is commonly a danger, you're allowed to even go seek it out to prevent it. So if there be a rabid dog in the neighborhood, you're allowed to intentionally go and try and capture it to protect people from being bitten by the dog and receiving rabies, which is potentially life-threatening. A common issue, it would be scorpions, which have not just a painful sting, but have a dangerous sting, snakes, etc. If, however, it's not life-threatening, but it's something which would cause significant pain. The definition of significant pain over here means it would be a type of a pain which a person would need to have some type of medication for. It's not life-threatening. The person would have to do some type of use medication for that purpose. So then, if a person sees that this animal, insect, bird, whatever it is going towards him, he's allowed to kill it. Not only is he allowed to capture it, he's allowed to kill it also. If it's present, but it's not going towards him, he's not allowed to kill it, but he's allowed to capture it. So that's not the situation which we're dealing with so far. Again, if a person that would have has an allergy to bees or something of that sort, or we're talking about a case where the mosquitoes are known to be carrying some type of a dangerous type of virus, that would be permitted under the first category. But assuming the person does not have that, so if a person has a very sensitive type of nature that they respond in a significant way, even though it's not life-threatening, to a bee sting, that would need medication, etc., that would go into the second category. But most people, that's not the situation. It's painful, but it's not of the type that you're going to need some real medical intervention for it. So that goes to the third category. The third category is insects which they cause pain when they bite, but there's not that type of it as we had in the first two groups. So the halacha is if they are on the person's skin already, so he's allowed to take them off. Taking them off will be an act of trapping it. You take it in your hands, you've caught it. You've caught the insect. You're not allowed to kill it, but you're allowed to trap it and then take it off of your body and throw it away. If they are on you, but they're not biting yet, so that's if they're already biting. If they're not biting yet, preferably a person should try and shake it off without taking it by hand, because then he's not doing any active trapping. But if he finds that that's difficult, he has the right to rely on the opinions that you're allowed to trap it in that situation. However, if they're not on your body, or inside your clothes or something of that sort, so you're not allowed to kill them, you're not allowed to trap them either. You're allowed to shoo them away, and that is ways put down in the halacha. The halacha does not discuss the more common issue which we have is people are not being bit by this, they're not being stung by the bee, or being the insect is not biting. Just the presence of it is bothersome. So we will talk about that, Bez Hashem, in tomorrow's shiur. Have a good day.